This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Linda Wertheimer. The governing board of the International Atomic Energy Agency is meeting today in Vienna to consider Iran's nuclear activities. It's taking up a draft resolution offered by Britain, France, and Germany that calls on the IAEA to report Iran to the UN Security Council. With both Russia and China on record as supporting the resolution, there's little doubt it will pass. NPR's Rob Gifford is in Vienna. Rob, what exactly is on the table?
Well, what's on the table, as you say, is the proposal to report Iran to the UN Security Council, which effectively means to hand over oversight of Iran's nuclear program to the United Nations. There are some logistical, technical phrases in the proposal, for instance, calling on Iran to reestablish a freeze on its uranium enrichment, to give the IAEA more power in its nuclear investigations. But underlying the whole document really is the sense of a loss of trust. The key phrase really is the absence of confidence that Iran's nuclear program is for peaceful means.
I understand this resolution represents some sort of compromise inside the agency.
That's absolutely right. Western powers, Western Europe and the U.S. have been presenting this very much as a victory for unanimity within the IAEA. In fact, there is an element of compromise because the Chinese and the Russians have not been so keen to see this referred to the United Nations. So the main clause of compromise is that even if today or tomorrow the IAEA does decide to refer this to the UN Security Council, this will not happen until March, until the March meeting of the IAEA. And this gives a month more time for some kind of solution to be found.
Should the IAEA vote to report Iran, what happens? What happens then?
Well, that's the big question, and really the focus then shifts, I think, to Tehran, because we have heard from the president and the chief negotiator in Tehran of Iran's nuclear program that if the Iranian government is referred to the UN, they will end snap inspections by the IAEA within Iran, and they will in fact move towards large-scale uranium enrichment. That is, you understand, the exact thing that the Western powers are trying to prevent by tabling, by putting forward this motion. So we will have to see what Iran does. There is one proposal on the table from the Russians to enrich uranium for the Iranian government. Maybe some people will want to run with that.
And does the West have any other kind of strategy in mind for dealing with Iran if it does defy the UN?
Well, that's really the problem. We're going down quite a long road here, I think, and we're very much at the beginning of it. And I think in the United Nations, there's still a long way to get before we get to any form of sanctions. So I think we're going to see months ahead, really. Most people have said military option is out of the question.
NPR's Rob Gifford at today's meeting of the International Atomic Energy Agency in Vienna.